you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 3rd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Two elderly men who lived close to the site of the LAPD's botched detonation of illegal fireworks have died, and their loved ones are saying their deaths may have been caused in part by the incident. One of the men who passed away was 72-year-old Ozzie Hutchins. The daughter of his longtime partner says Hutchins was home during the blast on June 30th and says that the stress of being uprooted from his house may have contributed to his death on July 22nd. The woman and local activists spoke about Hutchins at a news conference put on by the South Central Neighborhood Council. KPCC's Robert Garova was there.
They said that he'd lived in that home almost his whole life. He was a longtime teacher, taught at the Linwood Unified School District. His family's now asking for assistance with his partner, who's now alone.
As for what the neighborhood council wants,
they want to see the city put in writing how long they're going to be able to stay in that housing.
The explosion injured 17 people and damaged several nearby homes and vehicles. Happening today, the Los Angeles Police Commission is set to review a report from the LAPD that found some fault in the way the department handled demonstrations against the city's clearing of a homeless encampment at Echo Park Lake back in March. In the report, the department said that it needs a better system for tracking the use of projectiles fired into crowds and for dealing with the rise of independent journalists and observers. The report also blamed some city officials for not adequately staffing the park ranger staff. California voters will decide whether to recall Governor Newsom later this summer, but how does a recall election actually work? Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon explains.
Voters will be asked two questions in the September 14th recall. One, should Gavin Newsom be recalled or removed from the office of governor? Two, if he is recalled, who should replace him? This question will include a list of the 46 qualified candidates, plus a space for a write-in answer. The governor will be recalled if more than 50% vote yes on the first question. The candidate with the highest number of votes will serve out the rest of his term, which ends at the end of 2022. The Secretary of State's office says voters are allowed to participate in both questions, so even if you vote no on the recall, you can still cast a vote for a replacement candidate. You can also leave a question blank. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Every active voter will get a ballot in the mail for the recall beginning August 16th. The Sierra Nevada red fox has been granted endangered species status by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Cap Radio's Ed Fletcher reports the response comes after years of legal wrangling and may not fully satisfy environmentalists.
The designation comes in response to a petition and lawsuits from the Center for Biological Diversity. And while the secretive foxes live in remote high mountains in the Sierra Nevada and Cascade ranges of California and Oregon, the order only designates the Sierra Nevada population as threatened. Jeff Miller is a conservation advocate for the center. He says the vanishing Sierra Nevada red fox is a harbinger of climate change. Poisoning, trapping, habitat destruction, and disturbance from off-road vehicles are all blamed on the shrinking population. Climate change is expected to further shrink the habitat. The Sierra Nevada population of the red fox is estimated to be only 18 to 39 adults. In Sacramento, I'm Ed Fletcher.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.